aware of your experience. Aware of the processes of body and mind, life living itself, the universe knowing itself. As we become more continuously mindful, more continuously aware, as the momentum of mindfulness builds, we may begin to open to the truth, to the recognition that we have no idea what the next moment will be. This does not mean that it's random. Experience unfolds in a lawful way, each moment conditioning the next moment. Each moment conditioning future moments. And yet the complexity of the conditioning processes at work are so vast that we can't really comprehend or grasp all of the conditioning that comes together in a moment. And so we can't really know the next moment. We can't know what will happen in the next moment. Change happens rapidly. Experience unreliable. And yet often this recognition or the truth of this unreliable, impermanent nature of experience is obscured. By concepts, plans, agendas, beliefs, ideas, thoughts. Habits. That obscuring nature of those experiences is because of our relationship to them, our kind of buying in or believing them. We often don't simply see those too as just another arising, just part of the passing show. We don't have to have a conflicted or antagonistic relationship with those experiences. They can also be known. Concept is arising. Belief is arising. Many of you are probably familiar with a teaching offered by the Buddha to Bahiya. Bahiya came to the Buddha and asked him to explain his teachings in brief. And the Buddha responded, "This is how you should train yourself. In the seen is only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. In the sensed is only the sensed. In the cognized is only the cognized. This is how you should train yourself." It seems to point to the recognition of experience as experience. Aware of seeing happening as seeing happening. Just the seeing. Just the hearing. Aware of these processes. Just as they are. Simple recognition. Simplicity of awareness that receives just seeing, just hearing, just sensing. And this teaching includes the recognition of the cognized as well. So this is not pointing to some kind of state of mind that is absent concept or thought. But it is a state that recognizes concept as concept, thought as thought, view as view, belief as belief. This too is a very natural part of our human experience. In the cognized is only the cognized. It is simply thinking, arising, simply believing, arising. And so in sitting here, aware of each moment of experience, perhaps there can be a recognition of the simplicity of receiving, seeing, and hearing. Sensing, and the simplicity of receiving thoughts, ideas, beliefs about what is heard, seen, sensed. Instead of feeling like those things are in the way somehow, or when we buy into them, when we follow along, they do tend to obscure. Those concepts, views, and beliefs can obscure the impermanent, unreliable, not-self nature of experience. So there might be kind of an exploration. If there's something feeling like it's extra that's being added to experience, that's just arising right now. Extra is arising right now. Simple, relaxed, receptive, allowing. Aware. Of life arising and being known right here.